cranes in the sky.
Preston.
When it fly high.
like a bird up in the sky. Will it go round in circle? Will it fly high like a bird up in the sky? I'm gonna dance, ain't got no steps, no. I'm gonna let the music move me around. I'm gonna dance, I ain't got no steps.
That's right, Billy Preston. Will it go around in circles? Mm-hmm. Right, and I had no idea he was from Texas either, but hey, doesn't matter. I was a Billy Preston fan, you know, when he first came out. All right, of course, I was a little, yeah. You know, I was barely, you know, barely walking at that time, anyway.
Right, you barely
walked. Yeah, just barely, just barely. You know, yeah. I still didn't finish my story about. Monday Night Madness, like I said, we're doing things a little different tonight. On Mondays going forward. And so we're going to interview a lot of up and coming artists. We're going to play a lot of great music, different genres of music, probably, focus and concentrated a lot in R&B, blues, jazz. Well, not a whole lot different from what we do anyway. Southern soul. And you know how I love my Southern soul.
Right.
I just absolutely love it. And ladies and gentlemen, you know, and what I found, Jazz, is that a lot of people, they are not hip to the Southern soul music.
Okay.
Now you're aware of it. I know. I'm aware of it.
Right.
But a lot of people aren't aware of Southern soul music.
Wow.
You know, and so that's what we try to do here, folks. We try to, expand, and if I may say, your musical horizon, you know, and give you some different types of music to listen to. And once you start listening to Southern Soul, there's something hypnotic about it to me. I'm just in a groove. I just love the music. It's the type of music just tugs at the soul, if I may say that. Oh, and speaking of which, we've got an artist coming on tomorrow. I just met this young lady, via the telephone, today. And that is the Melodic Princess. She's coming on tomorrow night, ladies and gentlemen.
Okay.
And if you're on Facebook, let's see. I'm looking at this. Sheila, let me know. LaShelle Shine.
Okay.
LeSHelSHan on Facebook. I hope I pronounced that correctly. But it's the Melodic Princess. She will be on with me and the Waymaker tomorrow. We're going to have some fun. Guys, kick back, grab a glass. You might have to move your furniture. I'm not exactly sure. But it's going to be a fun time.
We
will have the Melodic Princess. I can't wait for that. It's going to be, what I love about doing this is I love doing it.
Okay. And that's all that matters. Love doing it.
And I meet so many wonderful people and I get to hear this great music and interview, like I said, these up and coming artists and some of these artists you may know, you may not know. And I just I'm looking forward to it. I love giving interviews or doing interviews anyway. I just love it. And Wednesday night.
Okay.
Ladies and gentlemen, get ready for this on the Cultural Excellence broadcast. Cultural Excellence. It is a different, just like this show, Sunday Night Gold is different from Monday Night Madness and so forth and so on. Because Jazz, she comes with a theme and what's really, is funny and it is creative at the same time. Because she has a theme and I have no idea what she's going to come up with until Sunday afternoon. Okay.
Yeah.
Now keep in mind the show goes on Sunday night. Sunday afternoon, she'll come up with something. I have no idea, what she's going to come up with. And that makes it so much fun to me with me. So she'll pick, a time, a place, it could be anything.
Yeah. Movie. Food, colors.
Movies.
The weather. Yeah.
You see what I have to go through? See what I have to go through?
But it's fun.
It is fun. I'm saying, and I'm teasing you too at the same time. No, but I love it. And that's Sunday Night Go. And so we talked about Monday Night Madness, but let's talk about Wednesday. One of the most important shows that I've ever created, and it's called Cultural Excellence. That's what I get a chance to showcase our culture. Now, this is an inclusive radio station, so we'll showcase it at any given time, maybe another culture as well. But I want to give us a platform in music, art, entertainment, business, and education. Okay, so we do that, and it's a fun show. We learn a lot. We give out a lot of information, play a lot of great music, a lot of laughter. And so, like I said, tomorrow night, we've got the Melodic Princess that's going to be with us, ladies and gentlemen. You don't want to miss it. Okay. In case you are listening, watching us, the audio, and you listen to the video, on Facebook, Twitter, or LinkedIn, got a little treat for you. Okay. And this is something you can take with you every day, all day. It doesn't matter where you are. And that is the app on Apple.
Oh, yeah.
Go to your Apple App Store. Okay. You can do it while we're talking. You guys multitask all the time. Okay. All right.
Yeah.
You multitask. So go to your Apple App Store and download studio.w. Studio.w. Android is studio W. Now I use all caps. I don't know whether it's case sensitive or not, but I use all caps. It works for me. And then we're available on Alexa, Apple CarPlay, Google Play. Okay. And the website. I will invite you, and I do invite you to go to the website. You can go to that often and you can see, our various shows. You can look at the lineup, Monday through Sunday. You know what's going on here. So there's something always going on. Music, talk, sports, comedy, entertainment. We even have a teen show. Okay.
Yeah.
So there's a lot of stuff goes on here. So the website is studio.w.buzz. Studio.w.buzz. Just simple, right? But tomorrow night, do not miss it. So download the app. You can take it to the gym. You can take it to the office. You can take it on a trip. If you travel, You know, you can take it with you there. You can, if you go overseas even, it's there too. So check us out. Please share with a friend. If you're listening to us right now, please share it with someone and let them know about this amazing, amazing variety radio station. And I say it's amazing because I have amazing people working with me, such as the lovely Jazz. Okay?
And that's me.
And that's her. Be right back after this. More Billy Preston. Oh, and then Sly and the Family Stone. Oh. I know we've had a lot to talk about, so keep it locked right here on The Buzz. Studio W Buzz. Global Radio. The baddest on the planet.
Some bottom, so that the dancers just won't hide.
Yeah! Jack grows up to be somebody who just loves learning. A little child grows up to be somebody who just loves to burn. Mom loves both of them. You see, it's in the blood. Both kids are good to mom. Blood's thicker than the mud. It's a family affair.
Sly and the Family Stone, The Family Affair. It used to be one of my all-time favorites. I just love Sly. Have you ever seen him in person?
I have not. I have not.
I had the pleasure of seeing him once at the Mosque Auditorium right here in Richmond, Virginia, and it was a blast. I'm not sure whether you heard me tell his story or not, but I went to see him. And the mosque was, I love the acoustics at the Mosque Auditorium. They call it the Atria now. I love the acoustics there. As a matter of fact, when I was in the orchestra, Maggie Walker High School and also I believe at Virginia Union University, we played there. One of the most fun times of my life, the few times that I had a chance to play there was when I was down in the orchestra pit. Just below the stage, right? And we were, and our orchestra was playing and we did, we had our orchestra there and also we had our high school actors there and we acted out Porgy and Bess.
Porgy and Bess. Okay.
It was fantastic. It was absolutely fantastic.
Wow.
The production got standing ovations and everything. Oh. It was amazing. It was a thrill. It was an absolute thrill. And then, I think it was the following week when we got back to school, the band director, our orchestra director, a conductor rather, told us that we were being sued.
Why? Why were you all being sued?
Whoever owned the rights to Porgy and Bess, wanted to sue this high school that said, "Well, you guys made money off of the place, so we want some of it."
That's how that business.
This is
goes.
A high school.
Yeah, but there are rights that you're supposed.
I understand that, but that's don't you think that's kind of petty and ruthless? The few thousand dollars that the school made, come on now. Okay. But that, yeah, but that business, that music business is ruthless though. They are ruthless. They don't care. It's almost like the mafia. You're gonna pay up.
Yeah, you're gonna pay up, and it's not funny if you don't pay them. They ran into that trouble with Rent. A small theater here in D.C. did the musical Rent.
Uh huh.
Someone from the estate of Jonathan Larson was in the audience, and he saw them doing it, and he went up to the director and told them, "You will shut this production down.
What?
And you will shut it down tonight because you do not have the money to hire enough attorneys to protect yourself against what we have."
Wow.
Oh yeah, because they had done a whole show without getting permission to do it.
Wow.
And made money. And this was a community theater. So.
Oh boy. Oh boy. Yeah, that's a community theater.
It's ruthless business, yeah.
Yeah, that's a community theater, I understand it. But we're little kids. Well, we're in high school. But.
High school kids doing Porgy and Bess.
Yes. And we had a good time doing it, too. We sure did.
What ended up happening? Did you all end up?
I don't know what happened afterwards. I didn't get any follow-up information whether the school had to pay or...
They probably did.
They probably did, but we didn't hear any more about that. But going on, speaking of Sly and the Family Stone, I had a chance with, like I said, Sly, now check this out. So Sly comes out and everyone was excited. Of course it was sold out. It was sold out. And we're excited and they had just newly renovated the mosque, okay? Brand new seats and everything, right? And so the show, Sly came there and we were standing up in the seats. Everybody was standing up. And so Sly, he's playing and then the MC came out, stopped the show and grabbed the microphone from Sly and said, "Look, I'm not going to use the words that he used, folks, because this is a family show, of course. And I'm trying to stop cussing." But anyway, that is not exactly true, but that's a whole other story. But anyway, so he said, Sly said, "If you don't sit down, he's not playing anymore." Sly snatched the microphone back and said, "I didn't say any SH and you fill in the blanks like that."
Yeah.
It sounded like quit. It sounded like lit. Okay. Yeah. All right. You get the point.
But
Sly took the microphone back and kept on jamming and we kept on standing. It was crazy. It was crazy.
Oh my goodness.
But Sly is wild. He will give you a show. He would give you a show. It was just incredible. Just incredible stuff. So Jazz, can I please play this next one by Sly?
Please.
Okay.
Please.
Let's do this one. And I think, now in Virginia, I don't know whether, summer is officially over or not, but it's been hot.
Yes. Oh yeah.
This one. Oh, couldn't go on without this. Love this song.
Yeah.
Sly and the Family Stone. Now a little Barry White.
I've heard.
I didn't even know this.
Too much of anything is not good for you, baby. But I don't know about that. There's many times that we've loved and we've shared love and made love. It doesn't seem to me like it's enough. It's just not enough, baby. It's just not enough.
To all my dreams.
Barry White, absolutely, always a favorite, always a crowd pleaser.
He did a lot more than please crowds. listen to this. Barry White had at least 9 children.
Oh, yeah, okay.
By the age of 16, he had fathered 2 children with his first wife. They had 4 children
together.
Hold
it. His first wife at the age of 16?
At 16, right.
Okay.
They had 4 children together. In 2017, his son Darryl from his first marriage sued his estate saying that he had been cut off financially.
Mm.
White had 4 children with his second wife, Glodine, the lady from Love Unlimited.
Mm.
And he had an outside daughter born in 1962, but she didn't realize that he was her dad until the 80s. And then after he passed away, a woman came out of the woodwork and said her baby was his. But the paternity test did not support that.
Mm.
So he had 9 children and he smoked allegedly, 150 cigarettes per day.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
He had a stroke, obviously. He had a stroke,
mm-hmm.
and he had high blood pressure issues. And he was undergoing dialysis and waiting for a kidney. And then when he had that stroke, he died July 4th, 2003, out in Los Angeles.
Amazing, amazing stuff. Well, you know, I tell you what, I had, it's ironic that you picked, well, it's not so ironic because he's from Texas. Born in Texas?
He was born in Galveston, Texas.
In Galveston, Texas. So that's what we're talking about. We're talking about artists that they were healed and or born in Texas, right? And so we did a Barry White tribute last Tuesday, the 12th.
Oh.
Yes, we did. And it was all Barry White. And we also had a gentleman on goes by the name of Master T. That's his stage name. He talks like him. He sounds like him.
Okay.
It's amazing. And he does shows. As a matter of fact, he has one. If you're in the Fresno, California area, and check this guy out. you really want to check him out. I mean, it is scary good. How, you know, how much he sounds like Barry White.
Okay.
It's his natural voice. And he said that, his bass voice was developed when he was a preteen, I believe. He was, even younger than that. I think his age, he was in a single digit. His age was somewhere in the single digits, a single digit, when his voice, developed into a bass voice. And so he's been, doing shows and honoring Barry White, and, he will be at the NORS, NORS Event Center in Aurora, Colorado. A-U-R-A, Aurora, Colorado. And that is on October the 7th at the NORS Event Center. If you're in the Fresno or surrounding areas, hey, check this guy out, okay? 13250 East Mississippi Avenue. You can get the tickets through Eventbrite. That is Master T. But I tell you what, better still, the lady who's very responsible for him being on this special that we did last Tuesday, her name is Cheryl. And you can contact Cheryl at Fresno Concerts. Cheryl at Fresno Concerts. Just like it sounds, okay? Fresno Concerts. And the number is, jot it down, 559-374-4884. Again, that's 559-374-4884. Call Cheryl. Tell them that we sent you. Tell them that the Buzz recommended that they call. And that's Cheryl at Fresno Concerts. Again, that's October the 7th at the NORS Event Center, Aurora, Colorado, 13250 East Mississippi Avenue. You can also get the tickets through Eventbrite. So, with that, ladies and gentlemen, we've got more from you, for you rather, artists from, oh, the big state of Texas.
Oh, yeah.
Erica Badu.
Yeah.
Got some Beyonce coming up, and Ronald Isley, the Isley Brothers. Be right back.
Nobody ever told you how you must hold on to issues. it back, lady.
Let it go, let it go, let it go, let it go.
Take my baby back, mama, yeah.
Let it go, let it go, let it go, let it go.
Pull all of my book back, lady.
Let it go, let it go, let it go, let it go. Let it go.
Zip line.
Everybody. strain. Release the stress, release the love, forget the rest.
I'm only down my head, cause I lost my mind. Ain't taking no flicks, but the whole click snapped. There's a whole lot of people in the house trying to smoke with a yak in your mouth. And we back outside. You said you outside, but you ain't that outside. Worldwide hoodie with the mask outside. In case you forgot how we act outside. Love ain't yours.
Can't break my soul.
Trying to fake it never makes it. That we all know.
Can't break my soul.
You have the stress and I'll take less. I'll justify love. We go round in circles, searching for love.
Yes, hey, we look. Oh my God, what happened to the time?
The time, really?
Oh, Jazz, I know you have really? To go, and yeah. We had one more on your list, but you told me to do the showstopper, and I got it for you. This is an artist that I've had on his broadcast on the Cultural Excellence show, and he is from Texas, born and reared right there, and this is the Do Right Man, and it's called Mr. Get It Right.
All right now.
All right, let's do it.
All right now.
City Boy Music.
This is my jam. Ladies and gentlemen, this has been Sunday Night Gold.
Oh, yeah.
WB and the Jazzy One.
That's me. Until next time, everybody. I love you, and there's absolutely nothing you can do about it. Enjoy being yourself, because everyone else is already taken.
That's right.
Bye-bye, everybody. All right.
Enjoy.
And open doors on Sunday.
Mr. Get It Right.
I know how to make love all through the day. I know how to give her what she wanted. She's a happy lady. Listen, y'all. I'ma make love 500 ways.
She call me Mr. Goodnight. I'm your midnight.
Call me Mr. Morning.
And your good morning.
My nickname is Mr. Afternoon.
Your afternoon.
My other name is Mr. Get It Right.
And I'll be your
she
get
call
it
me
right.
Mr. Goodnight.
Midnight.
Call me good morning.
Good morning.
My nickname is Mr. Afternoon.
I'll be your afternoon.
My other name is Mr. Get It Right.
I'll get it
come
right.
Over here and cuddle up.
let me be your teddy bear. Let me be the one you want. Let me be your rocking chair. Your body is my treasure chest. I'm trying to find my goal. You've been waiting for a love like this you never seen before. I'll be the one you need. You don't have to look for me. I'm here to satisfy you anytime you need. Yeah.
You've been waiting.
You've been waiting.
I'm making my way.
So I'm making my way. And night or day, babe.
She called me Mr. Goodnight.
I'm your midnight, babe.
Call me good morning.
And I'm your morning.
Okay, babe, Mr. Afternoon.
I'll be your afternoon.
My other name, Mr. Get It Right.
Can I get it right,
she
babe?
She called me Mr. Goodnight.
Can I get it right?
Call
for
me
you,
good
right?
Morning.
I'll be your
my
good
name,
morning.
Mr. Afternoon.
And your afternoon.
My other name, Mr. Get It Right.
Let me get it right, baby.
All right. The Do Right Man. Hey, guys, thank you so much for listening to the broadcast. Oh, and this next one here. Oh. Yeah. Hey, good night, everyone. Oh, but you don't have to go anywhere because we're on 24-7. Hey, don't forget, Wednesday is Jeeta Jones on Cultural Excellence. You don't want to miss it. The one and only king of the trail ride.
Walking down the back road, singing good old country songs. Like, I'm just a Coca-Cola cowboy, just a cowboy. Got a useful smile that will drive your woman wild. Like the devil went down to Georgia, touches on my mind. You got a new.
Hey!